Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And today's show, a half-an-hour show, is dedicated to going forward and is dedicated to the people who are making a difference about where we are, about bringing education, bringing empowerment, bringing prosperity. And my guest today is an individual who has really taken herself forward, along with two sisters of hers, and they have really undertaken what it is to grow, to look at challenges, to look at where we are in society right now and what it is that society needs. And I'd like to give you a brief take about who she is. And at this time, what I'd like to share with you is I have Women's Prosperity Network with me, and Nancy Matthews is the national speaker, and with over 25 years' experience in the South Florida business and legal community. Referred to as a visionary with guts, Nancy is a business owner, parent, and community leader who has mastered the art of being a balanced and happy entrepreneur. She now supports and empowers others by sharing her business systems and the keys to living a successful, prosperous, and balanced life. Her commitment and desire is to transform the lives of 100,000 people by December 2009. I am right now attempting to connect with her, as I do see that she is online. However, she cannot hear me. And so I will just tell you to just bear along with me for a few minutes as I make sure that Blog Talk Radio is functioning. I know, Nancy, you cannot hear me right now, so I would say to just stand by as I ensure that I connect with you, but I will share with you my experience with Nancy. A few months back, about, I would say, a month and a half ago, I attended an event that Nancy held, which is the Prosperity Network. And at this event, truly, there was something different that came into play, because the speakers that had been invited, that were invited, were individuals who've already proven to themselves and to the industry that they work in what it is to go forward and what it is to bring structure and strategies to help other people. And one of these individuals actually is Nancy's mentor. I will let her share it with you, but this individual really encouraged Nancy and prompted Nancy to step up and to create her vision. And her vision was precisely to bring about this type of training, this type of incentive, this type of opportunity to the many people in South Florida. Currently, she is working here, but she is also extending this network throughout our country and throughout also a global component. And this is something that really brings about so much for all of us, because it is information that's readily available, but it's not accessible. And Nancy and her sisters have brought this here. Just precisely tomorrow, there is a breakfast brainstorming and breakthrough session being held at Emerald Hills Country Club in Hollywood, Florida. And at this time, I'd like to present Nancy. Nancy, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I am. I thank you so much, because it's often when sometimes like this things happen, it's a little unnerving, but I'm so glad that you're on the line, and I welcome you. So I'd like to give you some opportunity to just share with us why, you know, what is WPN?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Sandra, both for having me on your show today and also providing this forum for people accessing the information to keep moving their lives forward. And I know we're both inspired to be agents of change right now, so I'm excited to be working together. Your focus is on children, and my focus is on working with women who are the mothers of the children. So it's all very fitting together.
You're so precise.
Yeah. And what's interesting is Women's Prosperity Network is a community of like-minded women working together to empower each other to take their lives to the next level. And it's the next level as they define it. You know, our society often puts inspiration or ideas on women and all people, men and women actually, of what you should be and what you want to be. And so what we're really about is encouraging women to take a look inside themselves, see what it is that they want, and then giving them tools to go out and get what they want. And we do that through many different formats. The signature event is one that we're having tomorrow, and that's our monthly meeting called Breakfast, Brainstorming, and Breakthroughs. And tomorrow I'm really excited because tomorrow's workshop is all about creating your dream vision board. Have you done one of those?
I've done a vision board, but it wasn't, you know, it was kind of like the first attempt, and then I left it for later, so I haven't fully completed it.
And I'm hearing this from so many women. We had the idea to put this workshop together. Would you like to get together? And people are like, oh, I really want to. You know, I've been meaning to do it and meaning to get to it. And that's one of the things that really happens in busy women's lives, is there are things we want to do that we know are going to help us keep moving forward, but we don't make the time. We don't take the time to take care of ourselves. We take care of everybody else first. So Women's Prosperity Network is set up in such a way that once a month you come to this Breakfast, Brainstorming, and Breakthroughs meeting. That's time for you. That's time for you to focus on what you want, how you're going to get it, and really set aside that time. So it's really become a powerful tool for all the members who are involved and all the guests that come. Tomorrow's meeting is open. If anybody would like to come and register, they can either call me at 954-727-9700, or they can register online at www.wpn12-27.eventbrite.com. But it's probably easier to call me than try to remember.
I think so, because, yeah, and then also there's a dot right after the www.wpn12. But
exactly.
Definitely, yeah, calling you. And now also, how is your membership? Who can join? How can they join?
The membership is open to women, obviously, and what I normally suggest people do, because we have such extensive benefits that we offer to our memberships, the first thing to do is to come to one of our events, see if it's a good fit for you, see where you'll be able to grow from it, and then we'll talk about membership, because we really are about you becoming successful. We're about you taking your life to the next level, and in that way, we can empower our children. Because we are the role models for our children, aren't we, after all?
And, oh, you're so right.
Yes, and I know my mom was a huge role model for me, particularly in the business world, and for me and my sisters. So let me take a moment and just talk about that. How lucky am I? I get to be in business working with my two sisters for a common goal of transforming the lives of women. Isn't that something?
And you know what? That's exactly where they say, you know, let your vision be your passion. Let your vocation be your vacation. Because when you're doing what you love to do, and when you're empowering other people's lives, that fulfillment that we can get from helping other people and doing what we love to do, and then get paid.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, you feel, and especially now, you feel that, you know, you're making a difference. You're doing what you set out to do. You're living your life's mission and your passion. And you know, this is not to say that this is the end, this is the end of it all. This is, you know, you're going through life and you're living it according to your values, your beliefs, and you're also taking on a major, you know, a major opportunity to really impact lives. And, you know, when I say to you, you're so right, it's, you know, my core goal is really to empower these kids, but I also realize that these kids are learning from their parents and specifically from the women. And as I keep on going forward with the organization that I'm heading and with the people and the network that I'm creating, I keep on realizing that the kids who have issues, the adults who have issues, they will always tell you a story that involved their mothers. You know, each time. And what you're doing to be able to come and bring women together where they can network, where they can mastermind, where they can connect and really see for themselves, like, look, I'm here to help you, or I can help you. What's going on with you? How can we help you go forward? You know, what can we do? And when I saw you a few months ago with the event that you held, the Expo.
Prosperity Expo, yeah.
Exactly. That expo was phenomenal. I mean, I've done a lot of personal development, attended a lot of different courses here and abroad. And for me, I was really, really, truly impacted because the caliber and the quality of not only the setup, not only the layout, not only how it was done the entire day, but just really who you brought, the people that were there, and what was shared was just so top-notch that I'm excited because, especially here in Florida, you know, we need to bring that to – there's so many women out there, and we can do such amazing things, but we also need that mentorship and that leadership.
Right, and you know something, though, there's two things. First of all, we do have another expo coming up in the spring. This is going to be the Springboard to Success Prosperity Expo. So stay tuned for that. You can go to our website, www.theprosperityexpo.com, and check for updates for who our speakers are going to be. The thing about Women's Prosperity Network, when we were creating it, when me and my sisters were sitting and brainstorming and masterminding, you know, we had to really look outside ourselves and to the women in the community to see what the need is. I can have an idea of what I want this to be, but if it's not really what you want and what these other women want, who am I serving? I'm only serving myself. So what came out of the process of our brainstorming and masterminding and working with other women was the need for a continuing community of support. So, for example, you mentioned you've gone to lots of seminars. You've gone, taken a lot of personal development courses, as have I. And one of the things that occurs for me, as I know it does with many people, is you go to this event, you're all excited, you're pumped up, you're going to take charge, you're going to do all these things, and then who's waiting for you at home? Where is the support system to keep you moving in that direction? Or is it the people who don't bother going to personal development courses, who don't bother reading books and don't bother getting themselves out there? So you get home, you're all charged up and excited, and then you get back into your negative world, and what happens to your dreams? So
yeah.
Women's Prosperity Network is that continuing community of support, of networking and business development that keeps you on track. Every single month at our breakfast meeting, our monthly chapter meeting, there's a new topic introduced to continue your education and your development of yourself, to continue growing, to continue dreaming, because we're all born with dreams as children. And what happens? They get stamped on. They get put out. Dreaming is no good. How many times did you get yelled at in school? Oh, you're daydreaming again? Yes, daydream all you want. Daydream and then put it into action.
You're so right.
Yeah, because having goals is what gives your life the force and charge to keep into action. You know, so dream of what you want and then put things in place to make it happen.
And what I also hear is one of the things that you and I are doing, for example, is, you know, we've each taken our journey and we've each seen, okay, this is the need and this is where our heart is. And now we can leverage. Now at this level, we can say, okay, look at what you have and look at what I have and how can we bring that together so that rather than repeating or recreating or competing, we are actually coming together, uniting forces and using each other's resources to be able to bring more value and to be able to really do more together than we would ever do apart.
Exactly. And that's the power of working together and creating mastermind teams and brainstorming teams. And no wealthy person ever achieved it alone. And this is one of the greatest things that Laura Langemeyer teaches. She was one of the speakers at the Prosperity Expo. She has a board game called the Millionaire Maker Game, and we play that once a month. And this is the most phenomenal educational tool, and I definitely want to talk to Sandra about getting into some of the teen programs that you're doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the main things that is learned from that is that you have to learn how to be a team player and a strong leader to succeed in life. Because just as you said just now, you do not get anywhere all by yourself. And if you do, only a matter of time before it gets taken away from you. So learning to have a team and work together with a team is crucial.
And I'll tell you, it's also very challenging. I've actually used this topic before in this program, where in my own personal journey, it's been, you know, we all have strengths, and then we also have weaknesses, or we have areas that are challenging to us. And those are those areas that are challenging because we need to grow and overcome them and just, you know, break through them. And that's exactly what you're saying, where you really realize the power of a team. And where we are right now in society, it is about coming together because we have a higher component in this country at this time for, you know, for everyone, for our economy, for our health, for our education, you know, for our growth, our families. And women, since history, have been the ones that step up. And, you know, we multitask, we can make things happen all along, mm-hmm. even though, also like you mentioned, you know, you've achieved that balance for yourself, which is such a difficult challenge, again, where you want to be, you know, you want to help here, you want to be a great mother, you want to be a great wife, you want to be a great business person.
Right. See, and that's an area where women actually need some guidance in learning to let go, in learning to ask for help. You know what? Mm-hmm. I don't have to do it all myself. Making sure that I get it all done and it's all done perfectly really doesn't define me. And I can tell you that there was a time that it did. You know, if I was having a dinner party, I had to make sure everything was absolutely perfect before everybody got there. Otherwise, what are they going to think of me? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure that you put on yourself. And I had a huge turning point years ago when I wasn't ready for my party, because I love to throw parties. So I wasn't ready for the party. The doorbell rings, and I still had things to put out, and the table wasn't set. And 3 or 4 guests arrived, and they said, "What can we do to help?" And I went, okay, you know, all right, this doesn't make me a bad person because I wasn't ready on time. And then what I saw happen was letting them help me was good for them. They were involved in the process. So women tend to want to do everything perfectly and be the master of things, but learning to ask for help and accepting it is actually a benefit to the other person. To deny somebody else helping you is really doing them a disservice.
See, I'll bridge. One of the things that I do is say bridging the gap. That's part of my programs, bridge the gap, bridge the gap. One of the things that I can say is this. Oftentimes, we will, especially as women, and I being one of them that always was so independent, I can do it myself, I'm going to do it myself, no one can do it like me. But also, I didn't trust anyone else. I was like, you know, you guys don't have the same intensity, the same, you know, the same passion, the same, you don't see what I see, so I'm going to just do it, not because I want to take all the credit, but because really, genuinely, I want to make a difference. So, you know, if I'm having this vision and I'm going of how I can contribute, it's really challenging to transfer that to someone else. Now, what I know with you is that integrity and that trust that you create and that you have, where people can see and confide and say, you know what, I can trust this person because I see that their integrity is in this. They are who they say they are. They are walking the walk that they are walking. You know, you didn't just come out of nowhere and landed there and all of a sudden, you know, you're here. You've had to take a journey, and you're also very open about it. And, you know, right now in today's time, 2008, here we are in a place where we need to really sift through and say, okay, are you part of the problem or part of the solution? Well,
right.
We are part of the solution.
Exactly. The integrity and intention is the driving force behind everyone, and taking a look at what that is will let you know whether you want to be in association with these people. Are they serving you or highest and best interest? And really look at, you can tell whether a person is good or evil.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that loosely, but we really need to take a look at what your motivation is. And that's why, you know, I'll take it back to when my sisters and I were planning, what do we want WPN, Women's Prosperity Network, to be? Well, you know what? It's not what we want it to be. It's what the women want it to be. You know, yeah. Taking that focus off the ego, taking that focus off yourself, which is really a big part of why our economy is in the place that it's in. It needed a financial shakedown. The past, you know, 6 or 8 years were all about making money easy. The value of money lost its meaning and purpose. It just was coming too easily. So, okay, let's take it away. Let's strip it away. And let's get back to some basics here. Let's get back to the fact that it's really about people. It's really about serving each other. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Zig Ziglar, and he says, You can have everything you want in life as long as you help enough other people get what they want. And it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
When you serve others, it comes back to you.
And that's where a lot of the background work takes place, where, you know, people will say, who was it? I was just with someone that had mentioned, you know, it takes you a whole lifetime to become an overnight success.
Yes, that's very true.
You know, it takes you 40 years to get to, like, all of a sudden people are like, oh, here somebody sprang up. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, it took me all this background action, and it took me all of this sacrifice, this personal sacrifice in my own life to believe and to do. And I, my own personal, you know, the one thing that I use all the time is serving the masses. Serving the people who, you know, this is what our population is created by. And by me serving them, it may not be that the most, you know, glamorous, but it is the most fulfilling, because it's about helping society, about helping us go forward. Because through those people, you have those stars, you have those people that are going to be, you know, amazing, who are going to create new possibilities for the entire world. And that's where I'm interested in. I'm interested in going out there and touching them. And there's no way that I could touch these people if I don't have other like-minded individuals who have each stood out, stepped out, believing in themselves, and said, you know what, I can make my dream real. And that's who you are.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. And I'm honored to be part of the circle that you're working in. And, you know, recognizing that you're stepping out and taking a chance on creating this new vision, creating this manifestation of transforming the lives of teens. And I'm sure there's scary parts for you in that. You know, it's not what you're familiar with. It's not what you always did. Much like with me, I had to let go of my past career in real estate and title and mortgage and the law in order to open up the space for me to now do this women's organization.
Exactly. Now, how did you get started? We have about 7 minutes, but how did you start? What was your vision?
My vision originally, well, what happened with me was I was involved in the legal field. I had my own title company. Things were going really well. I was making money. I had lots of employees. Yet, I felt there was more I was supposed to do. So I started searching. Okay, so I'm supposed to grow a bigger title company and get more employees. And the thought of that was absolutely nauseating. It held no appeal for me whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I became satisfied and complacent with my life. I had plenty of money. I could travel. I could buy what I want, go where I want. I wasn't over the charts millionaire status. And my life was good. My family was healthy. Things were all in the right place, but there was still an empty space. So I started searching, and I was given a book by John DeLemme that you mentioned earlier called Find Your Why and Fly. And through reading this book, it gave me permission to think outside of the confines I had set up for myself. You know, my talent and my skill is in the legal profession and the real estate world. And, you know, so all of my dreams and goals professionally were centered around growing those areas because that's where my skill was. But it gave me permission to look beyond that. And through reading his book and the techniques in there, I found a way to tap into what does Nancy really want? Well, what it turns out is I wanted to work with children, and I started working with children in the Guardian Ad Litem program, which was a great fit because it's representing children in the court system that are in foster care. So it blended my desire to work with children with the legal community. After I started working in there, I started to feel fulfilled, and I ran into a woman who had an idea about starting a women's organization. So she and I started working together, and that particular arrangement, business arrangement, didn't work out and fell apart. And I realized that my mission was to empower women. And part of that for me, what I uncovered through this process was I was a single parent for many, many years. And I had other friends who were married who could not afford to leave their relationships that were abusive, that they were alcoholics or drug addicts or not providing, whatever the situation was, but they couldn't leave because of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my mission that I'm a big fan of marriage and couples being together, but I never wanted to be that a woman has to stay in a bad marriage because she needs his money. So let's empower these women. Let's teach them both from a self-esteem aspect and pure business skills and techniques, how to move out, how to get what you want in your life, how to create a great career. Because that's what I did. I couldn't rely on my ex-husband for support. So I said, I'm just going to go make more money and make sure my kids have everything they want.
And you are correct when you say that. You know, I mean, oftentimes I will always say, you know, we as women, I mean, we as people in general, we're living on so many different quadrants. You know, here we have the mental, the emotional, the physical, and then we have the spiritual. And people tend to only focus in that one area. You know, we're focusing on the physical. Okay, how does my life look? Where am I living? You know, how do I dress? What's the car that we're driving? Well, what do I need to do? I need to work and work and work and work. And then you negate all these other aspects of our lives that really are the components and the foundation of who we are, why we're doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
And, you know, and oftentimes we don't, like when you say, when I hear anyone speak, right away I look at that framework, okay, how is this going to support what I am doing? You know, how do we, for example, when you mentioned this, how do we take a 20-year-old girl right now or a teenager, or how do we take a woman and say, okay, you know, this is the information that's here. Here we're going to empower you. But then also, how can we take this and take it down to the 7-year-old, the 12-year-old, mm-hmm. so that they don't find themselves in that situation where now they're pregnant, or where they're now in a job where they don't have skills, or where they're trying to vie for something that's really no longer productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we empower them to go forward? And I see this because it is about passing that information and transferring that information, the solutions, the strategies. You know, what did you learn? What helped you? And that's what, you know, that's what Prosperity Network for me really represents. And I see it, and I'm so excited because even right now, I have a niece of mine who is here, and I am going to be able to take her tomorrow to your event.
Oh, excellent.
And,
excellent.
Yeah, and she's, you know, and she's been, I mean, it's been a journey in her life, and she's been through a lot of different challenges and adversity, and I know that this right now enables, you know, that creation of, okay, like a mother and a daughter coming together to Women's Prosperity Network.
Yeah, we have a few of mothers and daughters coming tomorrow, so it's pretty awesome, and sisters. The fact that this is centered around the holidays and the start of the new year and giving you that space to open up and dream, what do I want to create in my life?
Yeah.
And when I show you the technique we're going to do tomorrow, it's all about exactly what you said, focusing on all the areas of your life, not just the stuff. After the movie The Secret came out, lots of people were doing vision boards, and they were putting up pictures of cars and houses and this and that, because that's how it indicated you're supposed to do it. Well, they forgot to talk about, well, where do you want to travel? What do you want to see for your children? What do you want your reputation to be? So we're going to focus on all of that tomorrow at the event. So for the listeners on the line, if you would like to register the event, you feel free to call me at 954-727-9700. And you can also get information on Women's Prosperity at our website, which is www.womensprosperitynetwork.com.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, and I commend you for what you're doing, you and your sisters. I love it, and I know that this is going to really take on. And like we all know, you and I both know, millionaires are going to be created now because people are bringing solutions, they're bringing, you know, new techniques, and all of us
right.
have that opportunity. And you are right there in the middle of it. So this is about bringing strength, because through women, we're the nucleus, and through us, we inspire, you know, we do what we need to do in order to go forward. So thank you, Nancy, and then I will definitely be seeing you tomorrow.
Okay, good. I look forward to seeing you then.
And happy holidays.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our presentation with Women's Prosperity Network and Nancy Matthews, founder of this amazing organization. That just be sure to look into it, be sure to join, sign up, go to one of the meetings, and stay tuned, because this is about empowering us, empowering our society, empowering our husbands, our children, our friends, our coworkers, and just stick together with like-minded people. And as women, we are stepping out. So tune in with me next week. And this has been Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth.